Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Good evening, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to be in chapter 13 of Mark tonight. And let us now go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, we want to thank you for this day and for keeping us through this day, Father, and bringing us together again this evening so we can be back into your word. And we're asking now for the Holy Spirit to come forward to give us the revelation, Father, of this your word, as you want us to have, so that we know, Father, that we can walk in the truth of it and always keep us walking in obedience. Now, Father, be with us throughout this study, and I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now, we're going to be here, as I said, in chapter 13, verse 1. And we're going to be running in to signs of the end also in our study tonight. Verse 1, and as he went out of the temple, one of his disciples saith unto him, Master, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here. Jesus answering said unto him, Seeing now these great buildings, there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. You see, the disciples, they was referring to the huge stones of a magnificent temple that actually they had begun building in 20 B.C. And it was being built under Herod the Great. And it was completed some 84 years later. 84 years in building that temple. Don't you know that had to be some building? And also, we know Jesus' prophecy there about it. That temple was leveled by the Romans around 70 A.D. They tore it down. Now, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives over against the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled? Now this is his disciples asking this question. 5. And Jesus answering them began to say, take heed lest any man deceive you. He's warning them. 6. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Now he's warning them. But you know, as far back as about 40 years back for you and I, should have been looking at that warning and heeding it, because we had several in the world that was claiming to be the Lord Jesus Christ and had quite a few following them. Even to the point that there was a couple of them that had their followers to drink poison and kill themselves, thinking they was doing what they needed to do in order to make heaven their home. And as I've told you all before, Mug Sung Moon, the Korean, claiming to be the Lord Jesus Christ, he had over 1 million followers. Think about that. You see, when God's word is speaking, he also tells you and I that his word will not pass away. It will never pass away. So actually, from the very beginning of the book of Genesis all the way through Revelation, we need to pay attention to what is being said in the Word. Because a lot of it wasn't just for them of that time period, but would also extend forward even into our day and time and until the end of time. Now, 7. He says, and when ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be ye not troubled, for such things must need be. But the end shall not be yet. And we read the same thing in Matthew, if you remember. Now, he's told us there that we're going to hear of wars and rumors of wars. And what's been going on now here with us, let's say in the last 20 years? Wars in a lot of different places and rumors of wars just about everywhere. 8. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in divers places. And there shall be famine and troubles. These are the beginning of sorrows. Now that's 9. You know, throughout this chapter, Jesus is stressing not just coming events, but the proper response and lifestyle of his disciples, and he's letting them know that they ought to always to live in the light of his coming. And that's exactly what you and I need and should be doing today, is living in the light of his coming for the church. Now, he was telling us there in 8 about those earthquakes and all. Well, we know we've had them in diverse places. We've had earthquakes in several of the oceans that has caused what they call tsunamis, that has wiped out cities along some of the coasts and done a lot of damage to others. But take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils, and in the synagogues you shall be beaten, and you shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. Now he's letting them know, his disciples. He's warning them that they're going to be brought before these councils and all and beaten and everything. And they all were. They went through a lot of things. But that is not only for their day and time either. Because you see, we've got it coming upon mankind still yet, which, and will even really be worse than what that was, because it will not only be for those that are teaching, but it will be for anyone that will claim to be a Christian or a child of God, will mean beatings, torture, and death. Now, 10. And the gospel must first be published among all nations. Now, and right now, we can reach into most all of the nations on the earth. Actually, we can reach into all of them. A lot of them is not getting us because a lot of them is so poor and all that they can't afford the equipment to have to hear us. But we are working in a lot of nations that has a lot of this going on. And we are working there today. And we can all be of help there. But that's like our ministry that God has got me overseeing. Because we do give support to those that are going into some of these places that they have no food, no pure water at all, that's killing their children and all by the thousands. And they are going in and drilling wells and things for communities to give them water. And they're helping them with food because they have got great famines. Ethiopia right now is a country that is filled with famine. And filled with places that have no good water that is killing their children because it's the only water they got. They have to use it. But it's bringing death on them. And now, right now, they're looking, the last that I heard from them, they're looking right now to drill another 3,500 wells in several places overseas there that has no clean water. But it costs money. Well, we do donate to them because just like I have always told you, the money that comes in here, oh, that's what we are using it for. It's for the ministry and the help of others that are in need. None of us that has anything to do with this ministry draws any pay. Now, 11. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak, neither do ye premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye, for it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. When these times hit us, we don't need to wonder what we're going to say when we're picked up and all. We are to listen for the voice of the Holy Spirit because He will be giving us what we are to speak. God is in control. He knows what is coming, what is going to go on. And you say, well, why don't He stop? He will when His time comes. Right now, He is wanting as many saved as is to be saved. You see, he knows who will accept the Lord Jesus and who won't. We don't, but he does. And he knows when that time will even be. But when that last one receives Jesus, he'll put a stop to a lot of things. And this church age will come to a close. Those that are left behind is going to go through some of the most horrible times, and times that really they could not even imagine in their mind, or they would have gotten right with God. Now, well, now the brother shall betray the brother to death. You see, your own family will even be against you. Those of your family that are not walking with God will betray you in order to gain things of this world that they want. And the father, the son, and children shall raise up against their parents and shall cause them to be put to death. Listen to this. You think these are going to be, during these times, that it's not going to be horrible? Now, 13, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Now, you may not be saved for this world, but you'll be saved and taken on to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, 14. But when ye shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not, let him, pardon me, that readeth understand. Then let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains. Now, you see, he has gotten a place already in mind for his people there in Israel during that time to go to where he himself will be taking care of them. That believe in him. You know, this abomination is something and someone detestable to God. and refers to two things. One could be the desecration of the temple in the course of the fall of Jerusalem. And we know that that will happen because we know the Antichrist will even put a pig, or as it's called in the scripture, a swine, on the holy altar. And the other, you know, may very well be the man of sin of the end time. You know, in Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, biblical prophecy often has both a near and a remote point of reference. You see, that's why I told you earlier, we need to really spend time in our Bibles, not just at these study times, but on our own, because we need to be spending more time in the Old Testament than what most of us are doing. Because it will end up all tying together as we come through times. Yes, there are things that God has allowed from Adam and Eve to Moses that he did not impute sin to the man that was doing them. But he was not satisfied about it. And that's why he gave Moses the law. Because you see, up until that time, man really didn't understand and know what was right and what was wrong. Or really what God wanted or didn't want. But then God gave Moses the law. And yet, man, because of his own pride and his selfish ways, was not keeping it as he should. So the Lord knew, as he had known before, that there had to be another change made. And that is the fulfilling of the law and the setting up of the church age. But there had to be something done between those two times. And that was the coming of his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to get mankind ready for the change that was to take place. Or they would never have been anyone accepted. Now, (clears throat) 15, and let him that is on the housetop not go down into the house, neither enter therein to take anything out of the house. Just leave and go to that place there at that mountain. 16, let him that is in the field not turn back again for to take up his garment. 17, but woe to them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days. Those that have babies are going to be in for terrible times. He just told them there, woe to them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. 18. And pray ye that be not in the winter. Now, 19. For in those days shall be affliction such as was not from the beginning of creation, which God created unto this time, and neither shall be. He's warning just how bad things are going to be. 20. And except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved, but for the elect's sake he has chosen, he has shortened the days. Do you think that we don't have some horrible days coming? Now, 21. And then if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, believe him not. For false Christ and false prophets shall raise and shall so show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But take heed, behold, I have foretold you all things. And everything that we need is here in this word. And it's up to you and I to stay in the word, keep these studies going, to learn as much as we can possibly learn from the word of God, the truth that's in it. Not the way things have been going, to where they take a verse here and a verse there and a verse somewhere else. They'll have a bunch of verses, and then they'll start adding them and taking away from them and add them to them to get them to say what they want it said. Instead of what God has said through it. 24. But in those days after that tribulation, after the tribulation, the sun shall be darkened and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. Not only, you see, it's not only the earth that's going to be shaken, it's going to be both. God's letting us know. 26. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then shall he send his angels and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost parts of the earth to the uttermost parts of heaven. Now he's told us all what's going to happen, hasn't he? 28. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When her branches is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So ye in like manner, when ye shall see these things come to pass, know that it is nigh, even at the doors. Think about it. If you think it's coming and coming to the church is not close, we don't know when. No. Lord tells us, Father knows. We don't know. No man knows. There's a lot of them out here that they set dates and years, you know, that's already been and gone and passed and say it didn't happen because no man knows. But he does tell us one thing about it. Verily I say unto you that this generation, the generation where all this started, shall not pass till all these things be done. Think about that and meditate on it. 31. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. 32. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. And you see, there are some out there that believe that Jesus does know. The word right there just told us no, and Jesus himself just told us no, he does not know. Only the Father knows. Yet there are those out there that will try to tell us when it will all take place. Now, 33. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. No, just be ready and stay ready. 34. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work and commanded the porter to watch. 35. Watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh, at evening, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, in other words, at the breaking of day, or in the morning. 36 and 37, we'll finish with those two short verses here and we'll be done with chapter 13. Least coming, suddenly, he finds you sleeping. You sure don't want that to happen. He's talking about him coming and finding you not ready. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Watch. And what does he mean by that watch? It means that it extends even to that present hour. of the end. I hope that somebody has gotten something out of this study this evening. I know I've enjoyed it, because there's even parts of it that I hadn't really thought about for a while. And that's something we need to be careful about. That's why we're told to study His Word daily and to take time to study it. Not just read it, but to study it. He says and tells us, study to show thyself approved, a workman worthy of his hire. We need all of this Word of God that we can get in us to be able to stand in what is coming. And there's going to be a lot of us that will still be here when these worst times come upon mankind. Make no mistake about it. God's Word tells us that that's what will happen. And it will. It'll happen just as He said it would. All right. Heavenly Father, we praise You. Father, we praise You for Your Word. We praise You for Your mercy. We praise You, Father, for Your love. We praise You, Father, for the Lord Jesus Christ that You've given to mankind. We praise You for the Holy Spirit that is with us to give us knowledge, to give us wisdom, and to give us the power and the authority so that we can do the things that You want of us, each one of us, Father, to accomplish while here on this earth, and to be ready to come home, to spend eternity with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, Father, Your saints, wherever they are, we lift them up in prayer, praying that the Holy Spirit will keep them in health, keep them safe, and see to their needs. And Father, Israel and Jerusalem, they've been without peace now, Father, for quite a while. We're praying, Father, for peace to come through. But even more than that, Father, we're praying that they will all accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Messiah, so that one day Israel will be known as the land for Jesus. And this land of ours, Father, that has brought so much evil upon its own people. We have those sitting in leadership, Father, in our government, in our churches, that has brought the evil out unto this land. And we are praying for them to be removed from office and replaced with those that are Yours, that are walking in righteousness, that will work, Father, to put this land into a state of repentance and our government back upon the foundation that it was founded on, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, praying now for each one that will hear this message tonight. I'm praying for them to be in health, for them to be kept in peace, but most of all, I'm praying that everyone that has heard this study tonight has the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, and that they are filled with the Holy Spirit of my Almighty God. Because, Father, without Jesus and without the Holy Spirit, we are nothing. But with them and through them, we can do all things. Now be with us, Father, as we prepare to separate this evening to go our own separate ways. Now also, Father, pray for Kenny Powers, his family, Dennis Lee and his family, Amy and her husband, and her son, and her family, for Bobby and Millie Johnson, and her family that she has left, and Father, for James Taylor, and those that he has, and myself, Father, and all of my family. May the Holy Spirit work within each family, helping to bring those that are walking in darkness, those that are walking in weakness, to bring those in darkness to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and those that are walking in weakness, that they can receive strength of faith and trust, so that none be lost, Father, and that we all can make heaven our home. Now, Father, be with us through the night, keeping us safe, giving us rest, and bringing us all back together again in the morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and back into your word. This is my prayer tonight, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. God bless all. And may he touch each one that has listened to this study tonight in a mighty and great way. Have a great night. And I wish you all a great evening. Bye-bye now.